Cedric the Entertainer is back on the show this afternoon. He's got a HBO special that is going to debut tomorrow night called Taking You Higher. He was on with Leno last night, and he's also on the cover of St. Louis Commerce magazine with his business buddy, Eric Rohn. Cedric, welcome back to the Paul Harris Show.
Hey, Paul, what's going on, man?
It's good to talk to you.
Yeah, man, appreciate it.
Nice job on the Leno show last night. What was with the singing?
I just felt like having some fun. You know, you kind of go on these talk shows and you do the same thing every time, and I just felt like, you know, livening it up, man.
Well,
I had a cool band, you know, why not?
They do have a great band on that show.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Will you be singing on your HBO special?
Yeah, I do, you know, and I sing a couple of songs on there, so I definitely wanted to give people a little flavor of what I'm doing on the special.
You know, I cut out an ad for your special. It was in, I think this was in Entertainment Weekly. Nice full-page ad. There's you looking cool in the suit. Great hat, as always. By the way, what's the count on the hats these days?
Oh, man. Well, I give a lot of them away, too. Like, I kind of sign them on the inside and give them away to different charities. So, but on the average, I keep about, it varies from 150 to about 200 hats.
Oh, we're up into triple digits now. Pretty good.
Yeah.
But what I was going to mention is that in every ad, for everything you do, there are always hot women in the picture, and there are three of them dressed in very nice red dresses here.
Mm.
And I've asked you this before years ago when you were a newly married man, and now you've been married, I don't know, 5-6 years now?
Yeah, 6 years.
Yeah. How's your wife feel about that?
Well, my wife loves that. I mean, she, you know, she has no problem. She's really secure with herself. And plus, you know, it's not like I cast these women. They just kind of show up. And we say, well, you know, you're here, so take a shot.
Yeah, you're there at the casting sessions. Come on.
No, man, so, but it's just really like a throwback of that old, you know, that old big entertainer energy when, you know, be it Sinatra, be it Dean Martin and Gleason and those guys. And so we just try to play that energy up and just that style of having fun. And, of course, beautiful ladies always make you look better.
Yeah. I will be honest with you. You were not the first thing I noticed on the page.
Oh, that's dark crap.
Let's talk about this other magazine, St. Louis Commerce Magazine. It's you and Eric, who's been your buddy since college, right?
Yeah. We went to Southeast Missouri State together down in Cape Girardeau and been business partners since the early days, very beginning of my career.
And he talks in here, and you both talk in here a little bit, about bringing stuff back home to St. Louis. There was a movie being made here this week, a movie called Bill, starring Aaron Eckhart, and Jessica Alba is in it. And it's one of the rare times a Hollywood motion picture has come to our town. Do you have any influence in getting more stuff made here in the future?
Yeah, we definitely. We have a couple of projects that we really want to do there. And, it's really just kind of... we're trying to make a lot of influences and make some connections in the political arena so that we can get some kind of tax breaks. The biggest part about it is that the movie budgets are getting a lot smaller, and we want to be able to, you know, manipulate the dollar to get the maximum amount out of it. So, you know, that's really the key thing is just finding those kind of tax incentives and breaks and to encourage more production to come to the town. But we're involved in a lot of the initiatives out here, a lot of the meetings to encourage people to keep production in the United States, of course. And then those kind of tax incentives only help out even more so.
Yeah, one of the producers of that movie was telling me that he would like to do more stuff here if they could just get tax credits increased, that they just get used up too quickly. He also said that St. Louis is a great place to make a movie because not too many movies have been made here, so you haven't seen every corner of the town on film already.
Exactly. And not only, and of course St. Louis is great for that because it has all the elements to give you any major metropolitan area. You could feel like you're in any big city of America. And then you have elements, right on the outskirts there with the river and the large open areas of land that you can do something that feels very mountainous, Wyoming, or wherever you want to feel like, you know. So just Missouri in general has so many great landscapes and the architecture of the city. You can be anywhere anywhere in America, so to speak.
What's your next movie project? When is Charlotte's Web coming out?
Charlotte Webb's going to come out for Christmas. That's going to be exciting. That's good for the kids. That's at Christmas time. I play a goose that's married to the I play a gander who's married to the goose that laid the old golden egg, Oprah. So that's pretty good. I'm married to Oprah in this movie, which is going to be fun. And
wow, there's retirement money right there.
Hey, and think about it, Paul, is I'm going to keep saying it like over and over in every interview that I'm Oprah's husband. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to say it's in a movie. I'm Oprah's husband.
Yeah. You know,
of course, Lee, eventually it'll catch on.
Yeah, you know, eventually also Stedman's going to come by and pop you.
Yeah, I know, and you know, but you know, hopefully the damage will be done. We'll be in the tabloids by then, and all he can do is just hold on. I'll give him a little split.
Yeah. Besides, I think you could take him.
Yeah, I think I could take. Yeah, he's a tall guy, but you know, I'm low into the ground. That's where I get him.
Yeah, you were telling Jay last night that you'd love to get into voiceovers, and now here you are doing voiceovers for a nice little animated feature.
Yeah, that's always fun too. And they are. I mean, I had the opportunity to do Madagascar, which was great. And then, you know, I've lent my voice a couple of times in the first Ice Age movie. And so, but this is, they're always fun to do because you know that the kids are going to see it and you get that new audience. And, you just developing a character based off sketches or ideas. And so it's just a lot of fun. You have a lot more freedom to just kind of go crazy.
Were you allowed to be in the same room with Ms. Winfrey?
I was with Oprah a couple of times as I recorded this, and that's very rare. You don't normally do that, but because we were playing husband and wife, they thought it would be better for us to be in the same room that where we can get an energy off each other and kind of play a certain rhythm, and it did work out. I thought it was great to do that, and of course, she's a very sweet lady and extremely rich, and I tried to accommodate her in any way I could, foot massages, you know, and run and get her snacks when she needed anything.
I'm just trying to picture you down there with Oprah's feet.
Yeah, right.
Whatever it takes, right?
You know, just trying to get it done. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you know, just give me a little, let me get the old. I don't even need the prop.
And what other big screen stuff do you have? When is your movie coming out?
The Cleaner is now coming out in January, the first part of the year. We got a good date for that one, and you know, just looking for you know, the right platform to launch this kind of action comedy. We thought that was going to be great for the top of the year with Lucy Liu and Nicolette Sheridan, and so that's going to be a lot of fun. And then I'm actually currently working on a film, Talk to Me, with Don Cheadle. And that's going to be, that'll probably come out in the spring sometime. And but it's fun. It's a 60s period. And it's a little dramatic combination, dramatic piece for me. I'm not really doing a lot of comedy. I play a DJ in the late 60s in D.C.
Oh, like a top 40 DJ?
He's actually a late night guy. Yeah, that does the, you know, the kind of smooth, easily listening, get you home, let you, you know, make love music kind of dude. So. And I'm number one until Don Cheadle character comes on the station with more of a talk format and becomes kind of takes over my situation.
Well, that's what us talk guys do. We kick those DJs right out of town.
That's terrible.
Let me hear a little bit of the smooth FM DJ's voice.
This is the Nighthawk. You're listening to WOL, smooth music all the time. Nighthawk, give me a call. Give me a call. 1-800-569-0-1000. That's a lot of numbers. I think I had about 15 numbers.
That's all right.
That's a general idea.
Yeah, you know what you have to do? You have to throw in that fake movie number, 555.
Yeah, exactly. Always a 555.
Did you ever consider that? You've done pretty much every other medium there is. Have you ever thought about, you know, I'm going to get into radio?
Oh, yeah, I thought about it. I actually had a radio show when I was in college. I had a show where I did the late night smooth stuff. And when I got out of college, I did want to work in radio for a while. And my good buddy Steve Harvey, I would sit in for him on time to time when he was out on vacation or something. So I played with the idea and been approached about it a couple of times, like, do I want a show? And, of course, they always try to encourage me to do mornings, and I am not the kind of guy that's going to be up at 4 in the morning trying to be funny. Look how zany I am. It's 4 in the morning. I'm like, yeah, everybody go to sleep.
You're just coming in.
Yeah, exactly. What is your problem? That's my radio show. What is your problem?
But I can picture you there late at night introducing some Luther or something like that.
Yeah, man, some real cool stuff and, you know, things that make you relax and feel good and, you know, enjoy some of those ladies on the poster.
Yeah, and my producer tells me that you're doing something with bowling. What is that?
Oh, I'm having my, I definitely want to tell all the people of St. Louis that I'm having my first celebrity bowling tournament for the Sandy Entertainer Charitable Foundation. Just a couple of weeks ago, I gave out about about $12,000 in scholarships that I've been doing for the past 10 years for kids to go to college. And so we're doing our annual fundraiser, and this is the first time I'm doing a celebrity bowling tournament on July 27th, Thursday, out at Lucky Strikes in the beautiful DeMille's Mall, and we're going to have a great time. I want people to come out and support all the business people to call, to go on the website, SandyBear.com, and definitely participate and help me raise some funds for all those great young kids in St. Louis that want to go to school. I got people coming in. Dwayne Martin, Anthony Anderson, my good friend Shaq is trying to do a stop-through, and Ludacris and Nelly, so we're going to have a good time there.
That'll be cool. So the website is SettyBear.com, and by the way, that's B-E-A-R.
Yeah.
Don't go to B-A-R-E.
No.
Those are some pictures of Cedric you don't need to see.
Teddy Bears all.
Now, you and Oprah's feet on that website, I would pay to see that.
That's good money.
Yeah. Tomorrow night, the HBO special is called Taking You Higher.
Yeah.
And going to be a big hit, as always. And I always love having you on the show. Thanks for your time today, Cedric.
Hey, Paul, I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Always a pleasure. Cedric the Entertainer, live from somewhere in Los Angeles here on the Paul Harris Show. Look for his HBO special tomorrow night. And again, that website, if you want to be involved in that bowling benefit that he's going to be doing on the 27th, is CEDDY, SettyBear.com. This is News Talk 1120 KMOX.